This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Demon Slayer Season 4, Episode 1, titled To Defeat Muzen Kibutsuji. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always is my co-host and kin, the baby brother Brennan. Brennan, you're fresh off of watching really this it's basically just a recap of the movie without any of the scenes from season 3. Let's go ahead and just dive right in. Well, let's not dive right in. Let's talk about what you've been watching first, because I know you've been watching Black Clover for the first time with the season 2, right?
Yeah, I'm into some new territory.
Nice.
Into season 2. I guess we can talk about it. It's where they go to like the witch's village. I basically just finished that arc.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that one's basically over. I mean, they're kind of wrapping it up, but where I'm at. And,
Veronica's got a sweet new power.
Vanessa, yeah.
Vanessa.
I got a few of my predictions wrong, but I knew I was wrong as soon as I saw, because I thought that Vanessa and Mars were the two people from the training. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, how did Vanessa get, you know, beat by Mars and then end up captured by a witch, is what I was trying to figure out. But then in the middle of the arc, as soon as the pink-haired girl from the third eye showed up, I was like, damn it, it's her.
Yeah.
It's just like, this damn pink hair is what got me. I just knew it was someone with pink hair. But yeah, still a good story. I mean, some reveals and some good stuff, but haven't watched too much of it. I mean, episode or two a night, and then I finished watching Avatar The Last Airbender, the animated, because I started it after we did the live action review, and I kind of watched like half of season 1, then I kind of fell off, and then I just watched it because I had nothing else to do. And then once I got into the swing of it, once I got into season 2, like, I started down in some episodes. Like, I probably finished like season 2 and 3 in a week, and they're all 21 episode seasons, so 42 episodes in a week probably.
Damn.
Staying up
late
on some weekends.
Do you watch the opening and ending, or do you skip it?
I skip it when I can, but a lot of times it's so short because, you know, it's just like the water, earth, fire, air. Like, so it's pretty short. So, like, you're not right by the remote. Sometimes it's better just to let it go. And it usually skips the ending for you, like, just like the credits. It'll go straight to the next episode. But, yeah, shit's kind of sad. It's over. I was going to try to... I started Korra, but I just can't get into it. I've tried to start it before, and it's not... Like, the world's cool, the Avatar world's cool, but it's just, like, I only care about the characters from the original.
Yeah.
You get a deep connection with them.
Yeah.
But you
need
to watch
it for sure.
I know exactly
what you're talking about.
You definitely need to watch it. Like, I watched it last probably when I was, like, probably, shit, I guess close to 10 years ago, but it's, like, I was still, like, old. But I was just impressed the whole time. I couldn't believe some of the stuff they wrote in there, the character development. It's very mature for how goofy it can be. I guess that's why people love it so much and why it got... Yeah, you just have to watch it. Like, these characters are some of the most fleshed out people ever in, like, any show. Like, live action, animated, whatever. There ain't a single person that doesn't have, like, some sort of arc, meaningful arc.
Maybe I will give it a watch.
Yeah.
But it's only on Netflix, right?
As far as I know, I don't know where you don't have Netflix right now.
No, canceled it.
Yeah, it's probably only on Netflix, but I was just, sometimes I'd be watching it and like remember like, oh shit, that's what happens. My mind would just be blown. I'm like, damn, like this shit was way too, I mean, it's good when you're a kid, like when I was like 10 or whatever watching it, like obviously it was good, but like It just goes deep. Like, I was just, my mind was blown. I was like, I can't believe this aired on fucking Nickelodeon for kids.
Dang, you're hyping this shit up. So would you put it in the same, like, level of, like, legendary as Naruto? Like, because you remember whenever we did the live action, I'm still shocked, but Jesse was saying that he likes Avatar better than Naruto, and he loves Naruto.
I don't know, just because I spent a lot of time with the Naruto characters in the length, and maybe just, like, the overall concept of the show I like better, but, I mean, yeah, I can definitely see why it'd be close. Like, it's so tight, too, like, kind of like Full Metal Alchemist, that 60-episode era, like, it just makes everything, like, there's no wasted time, and then any episode that's not, like, moving the plot forward, it's moving a character forward in gigantic ways. So it's just, everything's just so tightly together, and they don't waste any episodes. So, I mean, it is one of the best, just, like, TV viewing experiences you can have, not just for, like, animation.
Damn.
So, yeah, I'm super high on it right now.
Maybe I'll try watching it. I've got some long flights tomorrow, so maybe I'll download Netflix and just watch those on the plane.
Yeah, just get into it. Once you're about halfway through season one, that's when you start to get locked in. You're like, this shit's getting real.
Damn. Did you get a chance to watch the My Hero Academia?
No, I haven't had a chance yet, just because I was finishing Avatar, and then Black Clover's our before bed watch.
Man. The opening song is the Tokyo Ghoul opening band.
I can't think of the name, but yeah, I saw you guys in the group text saying that.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, you can just immediately tell that that's who it is, but the episodes, for everybody that has watched them, man, it starts off fast. Like, it starts off, like, where they ended last season was just kind of like, it kind of felt like an intermission, like they didn't really seal anything up. It was just, it gets right back into the fight.
From what I remember, last season ended with, like, Uravity trying to, like, yell at the crowd to be like, he doesn't deserve the hate, right? More or less, that's the last episode. He, like, comes back to the school, but they don't fucking want him there because the villains are after him.
There were a few episodes after that, even. Remember remember Uravity and the Blood Girl had their little tussle in the house, and
that was after that. I thought that was when they were still looking for him. Whenever the sniper,
maybe you're right.
I'm pretty sure because he went back with them finally after they all, like, after they shot Tenya up to him. Remember, they, like, launched him to catch his ass.
Oh yeah,
and I think they brought him back to the school, and then that's kind of how it ended.
Well, no, it ended with, if you watched past the credits, the America's number one hero, Star and Stripe.
Oh, yeah, the girl that's fucking jacked.
Yeah. Yeah, the All Might version of...
Looks like Rex Kwando's wife from Napoleon Dynamite.
Darla. Yeah, she's freaking legit. You've got to watch these episodes. It gets right into it. There's no wasted time. But yeah, we're not going to be doing weekly coverage on the My Hero, but we are going to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll do
them in like three episodes at a time.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what kind of happens in each episode, see if there's a good wrap point. Because usually in the My Hero, there's always like two arcs-ish within the season.
Well, yeah, because they do like the 25 episode seasons. They don't F around like some of these other anime.
Yeah, and they usually do like ones like training and ones like the fight, or ones like more lighthearted. But yeah, typically you can split them up pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they'll do any more training too much, but
yeah. If this is your first time tuning in, we'd like to take a moment to welcome you to That Anime Podcast, with season 4 of Demon Slayer now airing. You can count on us to release podcast episodes to each new episode that Demon Slayer releases, so be sure to tell all your friends and family that tunes in to watch Demon Slayer to also tune into our podcast. Now, Brennan, you literally just watched this episode, and you might have noticed it was basically the movie minus a few scenes. We didn't get the cool scene of Muzan, you know, stepping over the dead bodies and kicking them.
But it was basically...
Because that was in the season, though, is the thing.
That was in the season, yeah. But I was looking forward to seeing it. But what did you think of this episode titled To Defeat Muzen Kibutsuji? Just generals.
I mean, I just hate that they do this, but... Like, it's fine.
It does get, do it's a fine good job of hyping you up.
It is, but it's just like, it's not where I, it's not really what I was, whenever you said, just watch Demon Slayer, it's not really what I was expecting. Like, I was thought I was going to get some new. Not the same thing. Like, when it started off at the house, you know, when they were chasing those demons, I was like, damn it. And to me, I thought that was the beginning of the movie, which to me it was, but... my wife was like, no, this is like where the new stuff started. And I was like, no, this is literally the beginning, because she hadn't seen the fight before from the season. I had to update her.
Oh, yeah.
So like to me in the movie theater, that was when it actually started, because we had to watch the same fight we'd already seen before.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was I don't know. I hope they didn't reanimate it, because it would be a waste of budget. I'm pretty sure it's just ripped straight from the movie, you would imagine, right?
Oh yeah, it was play by play from the movie. They just cut the movie in half.
Yeah, well, because some of the Infinity Train they reanimated for the episodes.
There might have been one part of new content on this one, and I think it was the Konoe part where she. There was one little part that wasn't in the movie that I remember.
You're talking about the butterfly girl when she got off.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too, but then when she got back to the door and talked to her master, I was like, I think that was in the movie. I'm thinking this shit was straight ripped, like cut that shit at the halfway mark and uploaded it.
Yeah. I mean, that would be the smart thing to do, because you're right. Why waste the budget?
Yeah, they definitely did.
I mean, but the coolest part of this movie, in my opinion, was the filler. Which was the very beginning where they storm the Infinity Castle, not knowing it's an Infinity Castle. So Shinazagawa and Igaru, the Wind Hashira and the Serpent Hashira, are accompanied by two just nobodies, because some women are getting abducted. They go in there and they can immediately tell something's wrong, because it's like an endless swarm of demons. They don't have trouble with them, obviously, but when they jump down through the top, they're both just like, holy sh-, and all the demons are just like hiding behind walls. It was pretty legit that they added this as filler. Like, that's not in the manga. So, well done to the studio for adding a super, because usually filler is just like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to see a conversation. At least they gave us some like animation filler, like some fighting. We got to see some of their forms. So I'm not going to complain about it, even though it wasn't real.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was fake, because whenever we saw the movie, you told me afterwards in our episode review of that it didn't happen in the manga, because I haven't read the manga. But as I was watching it, I was like, was that new? But there's just no way I would have remembered every swing of the sword from the movie. So that's why I just decided, yeah, it's just the exact same. Because whenever I started, I was trying to be hopeful, like maybe there's some new shit in here. But I just settled after a while, like, I've seen it.
Yeah, so they, after they discover the Infinity Castle, they're both like, I have no idea what that is. They have the Hashira meeting, and this is where Amane, what's their last name?
Ubashiki
is now the new master, and she tells them that the previous master will no longer be able to meet with them in person because he's so sick. And they all are super respectful, and it really is like shocking how, I mean, I know a lot of anime does this. They take characters that are a big deal and then they don't even get to see everything through. Like, what anime has the master, like the mastermind, just like before the last battle?
Anime, they be writing in all sorts of just like kill people off type shit, like Itachi.
Dude,
he prolonged his life with medicines. And then Goku, it's like the heart virus. He just dies of a heart virus. You know, they don't give explanation. They just get some disease.
But I think that this is leprosy that this dude has, isn't it? Isn't that what we looked up?
I don't know. He just has hamburger face.
I think it is leprosy. It was like, it plagued Japan, I'm pretty sure, back in the Edo period.
You think they're going like historically accurate disease, not just some like demon type disease?
it's straight leprosy, yeah.
I don't know. That's not really leprosy. I mean, it's an anime. That's not what it would look like. It would look more like rotting skin, not like veiny and pink. I think it'd be
maybe.
More like,
I don't know.
I think it'd be more like brown, like, you know. But I don't know. I've actually never seen leprosy, but for some reason, I think it's like more of a dark turn, not like bright pink with veins and shit. But it's also an anime.
Yeah, they probably didn't want him to look that monstrous. Because he's supposed to look kind, and
I mean, I like
just
think
cool.
It's just a world, a disease of their world.
I mean, they don't ever tell us what it is, so I think we're just supposed to. He's dying.
We don't think he's related to Muzin and the sun.
No,
just,
he is. They
sun's
already
just
told us that he's related.
So the sun's just slowly killing him, like it was back with Muzin when he was taking those meds.
Well, then why isn't it happening to his children?
Those ain't really his children. You talking about the white-haired children?
Yeah, those are his children. Amane is his wife. And
yeah,
those
but
they girls are his daughters. Because
they got half of the pure blood. I thought you were talking about the Hashira, because he calls those his children, too.
No, the Hashira aren't his children.
I mean, I was mostly just pissed. One thing I thought they could have added is what happens to the people who receive the mark. They could have threw us a bone there.
God, I know.
They could have threw us
a
fucking bone.
All right, take some guesses. I don't remember what happened, but I also don't want to guess because I could probably be right. So let me hear what your guesses are.
I mean, I feel like the one you're supposed to think of is that they're going to die. I mean, right? That's kind of like the first thing that anybody would think. Like,
I mean, because
they didn't put it in there.
That's the ultimate downside.
And they're all like, oh, it couldn't just be like anybody who has received the mark is going to be ultimately powerful and unstoppable and no questions asked. So that's not it.
Yeah. I do remember on the part where they're talking about how one person with the mark comes around and then everyone around them starts to get it. And then they were like, the only person that had the mark before of our generation was Tanjiro Kamado. And he like looks toward the camera. It was a pretty legit, I don't know, the way that they did it and the music that they have in the show, they do a great job of making like pretty serious moments epic with the music that they play. But I also think that I want to say that the mark doesn't have to do with somebody dying, only because that feels like it'd be too obvious. Like, why not just say it?
Or it's just they can't unlock it again.
Or that's what I'm thinking. Like, or you can't unlock it again.
But that
because
we've
seen Tanjiro unlock it twice, though.
Yeah, but he's like the originator.
Maybe
he's like Tomioka. He's not like them.
Dude, Tomioka's got to be the biggest letdown of character development ever.
As of right now, or just in totality?
Just, I mean, season one, he's the first Hashira you meet. Yeah. And then he's like, you meet his dead friends, the whole inspiration behind him coming a Demon Slayer, and then he just disappears into the background. Never talks.
I think they're
never does
him.
Anything.
I mean, he's been cool like when he shows up, but yeah, your expectations is like watching anime. He comes in early. He has the same sensei as Tanjiro, water form. So you think, like most people would think, like, oh, this dude's going to train Tanjiro. He's going to take him under his wing. And it's like, not even close. And he still might have something to do with him, but we just haven't learned. The only thing we know about him more now than we did at the start is that, like, people don't like him and he doesn't know that they don't like him. From that one episode where they're like, "That's why people don't like you." He's like, "What? People like me?"
It just sucks that there's just not that many Hashira now, because all of the cool Hashira, Tomioka being one of them, never talks. Rengoku, arguably the coolest Hashira of all of them, dead. The flashy Hashira, the sound Hashira, retired. Lost an eye, lost an arm. He's got three. Like, now we're just left with, like, they're still awesome Hashira, but their numbers are so down. It's like, It's not as exciting because there's so few of them now. I don't know. Do you feel that way too?
No, I'm glad. I mean, I think it's been a good run. Like, we've met a lot of them, and then the ones left are, you know, still pretty unique. I mean, the show's been going for a while. Like, I don't need any more. It's about time they bring everybody to light, like, more deeply. And I think through the training arc, we'll probably get to know most of them pretty well besides Tomioka. But I think there's plenty, and it's good that one got hurt, one died. And honestly, like, probably
one retired.
To win this thing, probably three more need to die, or all of them, realistically, at least three.
Which three do you think die?
I mean, I don't know. Let me watch some shit. I mean, I guess, like...
No, if you're just going to guess, based on that Hashira meeting, who's in there, you've seen Muichiro fight, you've seen Kanroji fight, you've seen Iguro fight, the Wind Hashira. The only one you haven't seen fight yet is the big guy.
Yeah, I mean, he would be self-sacrificed, but he's also
Hime,
OP.
His name is like Hime Jime or something.
Yeah, Hime Jima. But probably Genya's brother. So Genya could have a moment, possibly.
So Shinazagawa. Shinazagawa.
And he's strong, and then Genya can get ducked off or whatever and maybe become a Hashira. And then I guess fucking seaweed hair. Tokito, he's probably going to die, and Kanroji, just because I have to pick three.
I was like, who the hell's seaweed hair?
I'll just pick those two because it may be a side effect of the fucking mark.
Yeah.
And I just haven't seen the other people fight yet. But, well, I guess if they all unlock the mark, they're all going to fucking die, huh?
Yeah.
If that's the case, which that would be kind of wild.
If that's the case.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool, honestly. It'd be unexpected if literally everybody but Tanjiro dies. Because then it's like, what if Zenitsu and Inosuke unlock it? Are they dying? So maybe that isn't what happens.
You know what I have a little bit of a problem with is how they came upon, or I guess how Muichiro came up with the conclusion that the rules to unlocking the mark are over 200 beats per minute, and, or what was it? Was it 200 beats per minute and a body temperature over 102?
No, 102 and 200 beats per minute.
Yeah, 102 and 200 beats per minute. It's just, it seems like I just don't believe it. Like, you're going to tell me in the midst of battle, you looked back in that fight and you're like, you know, my heart rate was about this and my temperature after the fight 3 hours later was 200. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I was okay with it. He's analytical enough. And the fever thing checks out because, like, yeah, if you're feeling hot as shit and then you're feeling hot as shit later and they take your temperature and you're 102, you can deduct. Like, I was probably at least 102. He said above 102, so... If he was 102 then and his body was on fire, then it's safe to assume he was at least that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
He could have been 115. I mean...
Oh, you know what I'm realizing? 102, because they're in Japan, they're probably talking about Celsius.
No, I think they're converting it to the English dub. I really do.
But they were like, you would die. You would die at that temperature.
At 102 with 200 beats per minute... That's like returning a kick at the Super Bowl heartbeats, and they do that for seconds, not freaking however long he did it.
I just don't think that that's hot enough to just like to be the deciding factor between an old Joe Schmo and a Hashira.
I mean, I know we get like 101, like 102 is like you're probably in the hospital, and your heart's not beating. 200 beats
102,
per minute.
102 is a fever. I mean, that's just a normal fever.
That's a high-ass fucking fever, dude.
It's high, but you ain't going to the hospital. 104, 103, 104, you're going to the hospital.
I think you're dead.
And I say that...
I think you're dead.
I say that because... That. At my wife's little three-year-old program, two of the kids last week had 102-degree fevers in class. They just said they didn't feel good, and they did the mouth thermometer. Which is, you know, not as accurate of a reading, but it was like 102.2 in the mouth.
That's a high grade fever, though. I mean, like anything above that.
Yeah, but they lived and they got no marks showing up on their forehead.
I think your problem is like you're thinking that it's got to be exactly 102. Like I'm looking at it as he said, I was 102 then, and I know I was at least above that. Like maybe
so
it was.
You're ruling out that it wasn't. They weren't talking in Celsius, and that it's actually 215 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah.
I mean, shit, that would be fucking high as shit, though. 102.
I know, but that's what they're saying. That when they were like, you would die. That's what they were like, you would die. And he was like, I think that's what separates ones that get the mark and ones that do not.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, the combination, 102, you feel like a piece of shit, like no matter who you are. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a Hashira. Anybody who's a human, they're still humans. Like, they ain't feeling good. Like, you're weak. Like, when you have a fever,
you die.
Weak. If you have 200 heartbeats per minute, then yeah, probably.
Maybe.
When you're normally at your resting heart rate, you're like at 80, and you're up to 200 with a 102 degree fever.
I'm gonna Google it since I'm not gonna end up finding anything that spoils because I know the end, but I gotta know. What would you call that? The parameters for getting the mark?
Yeah, just Hashira. I don't know what they'd call it.
The demon slayer mark.
There's no way it's 215. That's just like you'd be boiling.
Okay, so you're right, Brennan. It's 39 degrees Celsius or 102.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
I think you're underestimating.
I guess I'm just I'm underestimating.
Like if you have 102 degree fever and like you're lying there, you're gonna be like, holy shit, like I can't do anything. So next time you have 100, even 100 degree fever, get up and try to get your heart rate up to 200 and see if you don't fall down or some shit.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm underestimating that.
I mean, you're right. Like, it isn't that hard to survive. I think it's the combination. And again,
yeah, the heartbeat.
102 is the bare minimum, and 200 heartbeats per minute is also the bare minimum. We could be talking 105 and 250 heartbeats.
Yeah. You're right. Well, okay, so Tomioka, he dips out. He says, I'm not like the rest of you. And they all try to get an explanation out of him, but he doesn't give one. What are your thoughts on that?
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of. What are you guessing that he, like, what do you think he means, I'm not like you? Obviously, he's not saying he's better than them.
I don't know. I can't remember. We basically talked about everything we've talked about in the review. So I can't remember what I said then, but maybe he's already unlocked it, so he knows he can't again, or he already knows how to do it, so he doesn't really need to, shit, I don't know, maybe he does just have a secret power, and he isn't like them, and he doesn't need the training, because he's going to be the one to save the world.
Because he's better than all of them.
I mean, he might be, someone's got to be the best.
It seems odd to me that, like, you've got... Like, you, everything you do, like, your job as a Demon Slayer, a Hashira, is to defeat Muzan. And now you have the bait that Muzan has been after since he became a demon, the ability to conquer the sun. And the rest of your team is deciding that they're going to train and work together to kill Muzan, and you're just like, yeah, I'm out.
I mean, he's obviously got a plan. He's not just being an asshole, and... I think maybe he told them, but as you know from the other thing, I think they just left it out for now to make a reveal bigger. Attack on Titan ruined that for everybody by just like hiding small little details that they could tell you then to build shit up.
True.
That's what I
also
think.
I also think that like in this situation, like Amane, God, what's her... Ubayashiki. Like, you would go to the Hashira, but also I would be like, hey, I'm sending out crows to all retired Hashira. We could use every sword possible. Like, we need 24-hour surveillance around Nezuko. They're coming for her. We got one chance to kill this bastard and all the demons that come over here. Like, we could use you, Tengen. I realize you've only got one arm, but you're still a Hashira. Like, you could still slay probably thousands of demons before you go out. I don't know. It's just, it seems like the stakes, like you would do so much more than just be like, it's just us six. We're all we've got. Let's train the rest of this fodder.
He's doing his part
for the best.
But that's just like, think about if you retire at like 66 and you're chilling and your company's like, hey, like, we're struggling here. We're calling everybody who's got good experience back to come work. Are you going
to
go?
But this is to save, like, this is to save the world. It's different.
Yeah, I mean, but he also probably believes in his coworkers. He'd be like, they got it. I'll do some consulting.
The ultimate trust.
Some consulting on the side for high fees, but I'm not coming back.
I mean, yeah, he's at least helping with the training.
I mean, he probably will, like, show up and fight, but there's only so much you can do. I think it's more like he wouldn't be the difference. Because let's be real, the other demons are basically going to be...
Brendan, you ever watched Mulan? A single grain of rice is enough to tip the scales, man. Everybody knows that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And they got all these other demons. But the demons are weak. They have the upper moons and the lower moons are pretty good. But then basically they can have 1,000 of the shitty ones. And anybody like Tondro, base Tondro at the start of his water training, and once he can do it, is probably good enough to kill most of them pretty easily.
Well, they got to still get past, like, Akaza is only the third best. Think about that.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but they got all the Hashira there. And Tanjiro's already killed, like, 3 of these dudes.
Yeah, I think Akaza, just to compare powers, if Rengoku had another Hashira with him, he probably could have won. Right?
Yeah, another Hashira.
Yeah, I mean, he had the guy, he was slicing at the dude's neck, for goodness sake. Like, somebody else could have lopped his head off.
Or just Tanjiro post that fight. Maybe had a chance.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, I'm thinking too real world. Like, damn, this guy, Tengen would 100%, he'd be signing up to fight. Like, but.
Would he, though? It's anime. Just like, I mean, I get it, he's good.
Flashy.
But... that'd be like the best soldier in our military, like, I don't know, like Chris Kyle or something, the American sniper guy. Maybe not him, but is anybody like that? Like, they did their thing and, like, in the line of battle, lost their eye and arm. We're sending them back out there to shoot with one arm and one eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it's anime and he's still powerful and, like, yeah, he could still be a threat, but... only on the lesser demon, too. Like, he's not fighting upper moon anymore.
I mean, yeah, but he could... yeah, I get what you're saying. He's,
I mean,
not
he could
what he
use,
once was.
He could use the muscle mice to do some freaking guerrilla warfare.
Some reconnaissance,
hitting,
at the very
least. Run, just some sabotage.
Yep. Yep. All right, what else happened? There's a lot of dialogue with Tanjiro in the hospital. Really, nothing was learned from that. He's eating a ton. They kind of were comparing him to Kanroji and Muichiro because he fought with them, and now he eats like Kanroji. Zenitsu gets back. He gets super hurt that Nezuko knows Inosuke's name and not his. That funny part of Inosuke jumping through the window. Like, the only part in the movie theater when we watched it where everybody laughed.
Yeah, I mean, that part, and then Zenitsu when he's flattered.
Yeah, Zenitsu being flattered by the compliment from Tanjiro about using thunder breathing. And then, oh, the part where they're all actually training at the end. Dude, these Demon Slayers, including the trio, freaking, they've definitely packed on some muscle. These guys are, they're all like 5'4" bodybuilders. These dudes.
Yeah, I feel like they shouldn't have done that, but I think it's just for the ease of drawing people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you're thinking
all
of the mangaka, like, if you're going to be drawing a bunch of people running, it's just like, just draw them all the same. Because even, like, Tanjiro, Inosuke, and Zenitsu basically all have the exact same build. Shirtless.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to see some variety, but I get it. It's like, I guess the Dragon Ball Z characters kind of have the same build. They're just different heights.
Yep, they've all got the same calves, the same kneecaps,
calves,
the same quads,
same deltoids,
pecs.
Yeah.
They're all same exact abs.
Same exact face, too, on everybody. It's just interchangeable hair.
Yep. Maybe that's what this guy's going for. Just an iconic build. I feel
like they're just going straight up. They all wear the same outfits too, and then they have like you said, they're all the exact same height.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there was something else that happened.
No, that's really it. Not much more note, just more talking and build up, but nothing.
Oh, the Tamayo. So the bird goes and finds Lady Tamayo.
That freaking crow. I would have shut the window on him and like, get the hell out of my house, bird.
That crow is creepy as hell. That imagine that freaking thing just perching up on your window and be like, do not worry.
Though I've been trained
to harm you.
Though I've been trained, I am still just a crow. It's like, dude, you over here speaking full sentences and tracking people. You're more than just a crow at this point. You've become sentient.
Yep, so she gets recruited by Kibutsuji, or not Kibutsuji, Ubiyashiki, but before he fell ill. So this bird's been looking for Lady Tamayo for a while, I suppose. And they would like her to work with the potions master, the butterfly swordsman, on crafting some kind of concoction, because they're both working on something. And I think that was the last part.
Yeah,
did it just end with like the all of them doing like the different training with the Hashira and then the credits
showed,
played?
Like, most of it was like with Yuzui and then the girls cooking, and then once it got to like the ending, like Tanjiro and the boys showed up. But it kind of cut through some of the different ones too, so I didn't know if like, is there simultaneous training going on? They're each rotating, or are they going one by one?
Yeah, I know the answer to that, but I'm not going to answer it.
I mean, I thought it was going to be one at a time, the way, like, he was saying, like, his training's going to be way harder. But then it's like, they're all doing it right then. Are we getting a glimpse into what's going to happen in the season? I mean, it would make more sense to, logistically, it'd make more sense to just be, like, split them up. Like, I'll take 50, and then we'll rotate them, but also, if demons do attack, maybe it isn't best to have every single person tied up at once.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking they all each go one by one. That way, like, Tanjiro and Zenitsu and Inosuke can, like, rise above the crop in Genya, like, in front of everybody, so they can be like, oh, they're the same rank as me, and they're this good.
Yeah. Well, another thing that they don't do a good job of in the anime, at least, is us giving us and keeping track of where the Demon Slayers are as far as ranks go.
Yeah, don't introduce that shit to me if you're not going to, like, update it frequently. Like, as soon as Tanjiro should be as high as you can be without being a Hashira at this point. Like, his feats are too great, no matter
They do a good job in the manga. At the beginning of every, basically, volume, they refresh you on where people are. The anime just does a really shitty job of, like, reminding you, hey, this is where everybody's at. This is the highest you can get. This is the lowest you can be.
I'm having that problem in Black Clover, too. Like, Asta and them, like, get their ranks, like, early on. They get upgraded, and then they have all these great feats.
It means nothing later on.
Yeah, and then even the rest of the Black Bulls, like, are all been part of these great missions, and it's like, are they still Junior Magic Knights, or did we get them upgraded at this point?
Yeah.
I just don't like when they introduce, because say what you want to, I mean, Naruto's is way simpler. It's only a 3-tier system, but at least we know where everybody stands at all times.
If you're going to induce a ranking system, you got to stick with it.
You got to give people a fucking vest so we know what rank they are at the minimum.
Is the vest in Naruto mean you're Jonin?
Chunin. You get the Chunin vest. The green vest is...
Oh,
but some of the Jonin wear it too, but like, you know, bare minimum if you got the vest that they're not a Genin. Genin just wears street clothes, apparently.
Well, Naruto never wears the vest.
Because he never becomes a Chunin.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Neither does Sasuke.
He never passed the Chunin.
Yeah, that's why everybody else wears one. And all the characters that didn't wear one, wore it in the war arc. The Nejis and the Inos and Shikamarus, that they all ended up, even Sakura ended up wearing it.
Interesting. I missed that detail.
Yeah, the vests. The vests were a big deal. Remember Shikamaru when he got his for that mission to go retrieve Sasuke?
No, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, he thought he was drippy because he was the first one in the grade to get the Chunin vest.
Well, do you have anything else about Demon Slayer before,
no,
before
I
next
mean,
week's episode?
I don't really. I just don't have too much to say because we've seen it. But I mean,
yep.
Isolated in a vacuum, like it is. They didn't need to have a movie. Like, they should have just released this right now, and I would be, like, hype right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the fact that we paid money to go rewatch the last four episodes of the season, then get this, and then the first episode of the next season is this, it's, you know, it just isn't the right way to do it for me. Season 58 is what Crunchyroll says. I don't know.
We fell for that shit too. Fell right into their plot.
Yeah. Did yours say that too when you went to find the new
episode? Yeah, still does. Says season 58.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, I guess it's season 58 since there's only one episode. And then it's like there's three season twos and three season threes. There's not even a season one, I don't think.
Yeah, Crunchyroll does some weird stuff with the library order and they eventually fix it, but.
Yeah, it's just whenever there's like when they add movies on there, because Jujutsu Kaisen's like that too, because they have like the, they split the sub and dub too, so they don't do that anymore actually. They used to do that in seasons, but then when they have like Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, for some reason that messes up the seasons, because they count that as a season.
Yeah, they need to have like the season, and then they need to put the movies in the order of where they fit chronologically. Like if it's in season one, put it after season one, or like before season one.
Yeah, but instead they're
or
like,
just do the movies, just have them on a separate tab, like movies,
yeah,
seasons.
Instead of doing that, they're like, let's give everybody avatars.
I know, which is pretty cool.
I guess, just like, it's just funny that that's like their big move, and it's just like, that's standard with any other, like all the other streaming platforms. That's the first thing you do when you log in, is like, you pick your avatar and you have like the accounts. It's like 2024, Crunchyroll's big update with the collab with Sony, finally. they raise the prices and make what's standard on every other streaming platform on theirs.
We'll take it. Any improvement's better than nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it an improvement, but, I mean, it's something. Somebody
they
had
standardized
somebody had to earn their hourly wage, I guess. one of the programmers was doing some work.
I mean, I think it's a nice touch. I enjoyed looking through the different options and landed on Mikey-kun from Tokyo Revengers.
Seemed a little limited to me. I was like, this is all they got? Like, do they have to get the rights to these? Like, where the hell where's the Naruto characters? Like, you ain't gonna have that? Where's the Dragon Ball Z characters?
Yeah, it did feel limited. I was shocked that there should be thousands of options. Like, you guys
like
got
only,
headshots of every anime character.
They only have ongoing ones available, from what I can tell, like new and ongoing ones. So like One Piece is there, obviously, but anything that's like older and completed is not there.
Yeah.
Besides Black Clover, for some reason that's on there and it has ended. Or like,
yeah, and you've got Nero as yours, right?
Yeah, I didn't have any. There wasn't any characters that spoke to me. I was like, I don't really. I was looking for. But yeah, I was like, I'll just go with the mascot if anything.
Yeah. Well, I've got nothing else on Demon Slayer if you've got nothing else.
Nope, that's it. Thanks for listening.
All right. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.